Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining us, slight change of position and everything else, but hey, you know, we shift, we adapt. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I am so grateful for you and GCN. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, well. I'm sure GCN will be thrilled to hear that. What have we done that we didn't know about?
You told the truth.
Oh.
You told the truth. I mean, the media these days, Bill, is absolutely poisonous. Telling the truth is the actions of a brave individual these days.
Well, you know, I don't think of it in those terms. The problem with embellishing,
sure, you're right,
the problem with any of that some of these other places do is that eventually it always proves to sort of blow up in their face.
Yes,
and they may be lying, and they may lie. I mean, some people like Joe Biden, they lie to themselves. See, Joe Biden thinks he got 81 million votes. So, he's lied to himself. So, you can't really reach people like that. The only thing that you, me, or any of us can do is try to have our own code and then try to live by our code. And, that's character, right? Character's the hard stuff you do when nobody's looking.
Well, and one of the things we do to encourage good character is we acknowledge it when we see it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
The media has sold this lie that civilian gun owners are dangerous. I mean, look at the language. This came up. You gave me some stats, and I'll talk about them later. I was talking to the guys at Buckeye Firearms, Dean Reich. And, I mean, think about it. If you're wearing a polyester uniform and the government pays your paycheck, that they call it a patrol rifle, and the media calls it a personal defense weapon. But if I take that same piece of plastic and steel and my wife takes it out of the safe because she hears the glass break, now it's an assault weapon. That's propaganda. That's not journalism.
Oh, no. Well, and, the other thing about journalists is that When you hear the term journalist, you're thinking about somebody that's like digging in there. They're going through all the filing cabinets. They're looking for that. They find the obscure witness that was there that saw everything that happened, and they find out the truth before anybody else knows, and it's earth shattering. And actually, right, most of them are just pulling it off the topic tracker. There's a subscription service, and topic trackers, by the way, are about the same as Facebook. You know, you're on Facebook, so
right,
like some of the things that pop up that show up on your feed are all designed based upon the stuff that you do. So even though they're not big gun people on there, they'll show you gun things and, you know, gun stuff and, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that here and there and stuff geared towards that kind of person. And topic trackers, when after Parkland happened here locally. And you remember that happened on Valentine's Day. One of the local TV stations said, and this is the 19th event of its type that has happened this year, straight out of the Everytown playbook.
Right.
Straight out of the Giffords. And, you know, that's not journalism. That's not reporting. That's just reading. So.
And again, I'm going to quote the media again, quoting Giffords. The thing that I noticed is the way they stereotype gun owners. We're a bunch of old, white, rural rednecks, even though half of new gun owners are minority urban women.
Yeah.
So, other than 180% wrong, now, why do they do that? And my colleague John Richardson picked up on something. I want to share it.
Sure.
Yeah, we got, not a lot of time, but we got a little time. And that
4 minutes, right at.
Yeah. It's called a preference cascade. They don't want other urban minority women to know that they are a growing segment of the gun-owning population. These women go, you know, man, the world is more dangerous than I realized when I was growing up. I want to protect myself, but, you know, I don't want to be the first person to do it, and I don't know anybody else who does. Well, what if they found out that it was not only accessible to them, it was common. In fact, they are one of the largest segments of new gun owners. Then more urban women would go, wow, I wanted to. I guess I really should take the time and do it. And it's just like what we've seen in constitutional carry. At first, no states did it. And now more and more, oh, yeah, that is possible. We could do that.
Yeah. The and I think I've already shared this with you, so if I'm getting repetitive, please tell me. But after Newtown, they did a study after Newtown, and 56% of America felt that kind of thing happened all the time.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, that is the percentage of America that is the low-info voter. And this is the percent, you know, the low-info voter is the kind of person that turns on the TV and only gets, you know, they can repeat verbatim what they see on TV, or if they read a paper or something like that, they can repeat it verbatim. And they believe it. There's no critical thinking involved in this. This is, today Bigfoot showed up and he made the sky fall. And then, you know, they're on Facebook, did you hear about Bigfoot? And, you know, putting it out there because they don't look at anything and assess it themselves. They don't get out there and crank that out. I mean, I've said it more than once. I am not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I get stuff wrong. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to. Whenever I'm doing something, I'm doing my very level best to tell the truth. And I define the truth as the facts that are valid at the point.
Right.
At that point in time. Now, that's not political truth. Political truth is all defined by who's in charge, by who's in power.
Well, but what you're saying, given the best information we have today,
right.
This
yeah.
is what we know.
Right.
But that's Which, not what the rest of the media is doing.
No.
So, and you pointed this out, they repeat themselves every 20 minutes. There's only 20 minutes of news a day. Well, you don't repeat yourself. You put on a three-hour show. You don't repeat yourself once a week, let alone every 20 minutes. So,
it depends on if it's developing and everything. I might repeat myself. But
Here's what we just learned.
I don't knowingly try to repeat myself and stuff. But if it develops. But I mean, that's the other reason. And I don't have the time to point this out. Tell people. We'll talk about this in the next segment. Tell people how to find you and what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. And once a week, thank you, Bill, I get to join you in the Ninjas.
That is it. That is all. That's not all the stuff, but anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
products.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Rob Morrison, we were just talking about the media. And let me give you some headlines at Fox News, FoxNews.com right now. The number two story. Behar stuns McCain with joke about first actively open gay NFL player. This coming from The View. Are you glad to know that? Do you feel informed?
I don't even think that's true. Some of them said they were gay after they left their active football career.
Is that news?
Is that significant in any way? Maybe there was once upon a time when we thought no one was gay. But no. Now the way gay people are portrayed in the media, we think more people are gay than actually are. It's like not news.
Number five story. Liberal CNN host struggling program plunges to new low. They're talking about Brian Stelter, the potato. You know, they got nobody to talk to, you know, no Trump, so now they just exist in a vacuum. Is that news?
I would say not Stelter, but perhaps the fact that without Trump to sensationalize, to demonize, no one was listening to CNN. They're not enough of us trapped in airports to sell soap to. Yeah, I get it. It's minor news.
Emergency crew rescues sex doll after mistaking it for drowning woman.
What network carried that?
FoxNews.com. Woman stops squirrel thief by using Vaseline on bird feeder. They're so greedy.
There's no news. There's nothing of significant.
Vin Diesel explains feud with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, Elizabeth Hurley wore a bikini again. So every time Elizabeth Hurley does that, they show Elizabeth Hurley, which, you know, that's okay with me. But anyway. I think part of the problem with media today is that media today is trying to be everything to everybody.
Oh, we have to show everything.
Under the guise of news. Now, news is a very boring, dry topic.
I'm not going to try to put out there that there's no bias in what I do. There's plenty of bias in what I do. My bias is based upon data. And the reason I niche myself with guns is because I can look at the way they go after guns, and I can see the way they're doing the same thing for climate change, and I can see the way they're doing the same thing for socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So the same template is in place, except the linchpin to this, to them actually pulling this off, would be for them to disarm us. And then we're done. And that's why I have niched myself to this. Now, because of that, I don't have to be concerned when, you know, beyond a passing interest of, a quick glance of when Elizabeth Hurley wears a bikini. That's not something I ever talk about when I'm on the air. I don't talk about Joy Behar unless it's, you know, Joy Behar being a leftist. As far as getting out there and making off-color jokes and everything else, I don't even watch TV.
Right.
Because I'm not one of the 56%.
I don't, as you say, there's no news that they're trying to sell that I need to know. Isn't that amazing? They, with all their resources, can't. You're right. We have to cover the approved topics and yet they miss so much that is of enormous significance. Wow. Wow. Well, I did notice that more and more journalists are leaving and telling the world that the network has no clothes. Did you see that on Project Veritas again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the shine is coming off the apple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... After a while, the only people that are not worried about what people think about them, it's obvious by the way they comport themselves as they go about their job, to me, is Congress.
Right.
Everybody else wants to be liked. And everybody else wants to be admired. And everybody else wants to be, they want to be approved of. But not Congress. They're too busy out there being important and, having drinks with each other.
But isn't this crazy? The media thinks it's significant because they tell us what they think the establishment wants us to hear. What a backwards view of the news.
Yeah, but there's some of them, with some of them, it's very important to them to control the narrative.
Right.
Like their top story at Fox News, which is actually an interesting one to me. In New Jersey, they were trying to remove all the holiday names from the calendar for schools, right?
Okay.
And that's interesting since they're also introducing critical race theory in schools. And the parents are pushing back, and they're being characterized as radical right-wing fanatics. For actually saying, well, what's wrong with there being an Arbor Day? What's wrong with Halloween? So,
right.
That's interesting, but at the same time, that as they try to control the narrative, and this is Fox News. I'm not convinced that Fox News is a conservative outlet. Not because of anything nefarious, but if you look at a Republican from New York, and say, stick him in Louisiana, he looks a lot like a Democrat.
Looks like a Democrat, right.
He looks like a Democrat. Coming up on the next break, how do they find you?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Once a week, if I do my job right, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The death toll from last week's condominium collapse in Florida rose on Friday to 20 after search and rescue crews found two more bodies, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter. The discovery of the child's remains was especially difficult for rescuers who have mounted an unprecedented around-the-clock effort to search for survivors, even as hopes have grown dim. This is Miami-Dade County Commission Chairman Jose Pepe Diaz.
Their expressions sound unlike anything I've seen before. It is very difficult to know that your loved one could still be alive and have the hope to believe that. And at the same time, just sit there and wait for that information to get to you.
An official cause has not been identified yet. This is USA Radio News. As Democrats enter a critical stage in the negotiations over the shape of a sweeping multi-trillion dollar social safety net expansion, President Joe Biden plans to lean on a key group to sell the proposal, according to an internal White House memo, his cabinet secretaries. CNN's Ryan Nobles tries to explain how the infrastructure bill will be paid for.
They claim they're going to be able to pay for most of it without raising any taxes on most Americans, and that includes somewhere in the range of $500 billion in brand new spending. And what they're going to do is basically take money from other pots of the federal government and put it into this pot to pay for it.
The multi-trillion dollar American Families Plan will be paid for with higher taxes on the rich. Tesla managed to sell more than 200,000 vehicles last quarter, even as the company faced rising prices, a PR disaster in China, and a shortage of computer chips. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Rob Morse, and in breaking news, according to townhall.com, the For the People Act has been defeated in the Senate. It fell to the filibuster.
Good.
Yeah. That would have been one of those points where I'm thinking, okay, that could be a Civil War action right there.
Wow. Wow. Why do you say that?
Well, because they were going to, it was a 10th Amendment violation. They were, the states get to run their own elections. The feds wanted to take over all control of the elections and the way they go.
Right.
They don't like voter ID, although they got, you got to show an ID card to get ephedrine.
Right.
Or Benadryl,
yes.
Right. And especially after their admission in Newsweek magazine, where they had this coordinated effort to make sure the election achieved the proper result. That their words, not mine.
Yes, yes, no. I got, and you know what? Isn't that, Bill? I'm thinking back, other than those sort of fireside chats directly to the people, I forget his name. It just escaped me. The short little guy ran EDS, ran for president, Ross Perot. And now we've got Mike Lundell of MyPillow is actually doing journalism that the mainstream media doesn't do.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling in these people who investigate elections. The media won't talk to you about it. Here it is. You can go find it on the internet. We live in fascinating times. Bill, I want to divert us, and we don't have to. We can go back to the media.
Please.
We both have lots to say. You gave me something significant. You had this graphic.
Yeah.
And I asked you for it. Oh, it's almost 2 weeks ago now. I went back and looked up the primary sources and updated it. I'll share it with you, but the more you dig into this, the more significant it goes. Would you mind if I shared it again, the updated results?
Please.
Okay. There are about 330 million people in the United States. We had 39,000 deaths that involved a firearm. That was the latest year we have statistics, 2019. Statistics, you have to dig deeper. 24,000 of those, or 61%, were suicide. That leaves 15,000 homicides. That's where one person kills another person. And half of those murders occurred in just 2% of our counties. Of those homicides, the 15,000, 80% were murders that were involved drug gangs, either gang on gang or you didn't pay me or you want to steal my drugs. So,
right.
Got it. 12,000 gang murders a year. That's significant. But that's not what the media talks about when they talk about honest gun owners. There were 3,000 homicides that weren't suicide or gang related out of 300 million. Wow. Now, even out of those 3,000, there's still some things that the news media doesn't properly portray. About a little over 300 were from police officers, a very similar number were from civilians defending themselves. Now, just slightly more, right around 400, were the accidental deaths involving a firearm. Here's where the numbers get really cloudy. We know that about 250 children under 14 were accidentally killed with a firearm. We don't know who pulled the trigger. Was that another child? Oh, you didn't secure your firearm. Or was that an impaired adult who might have been, you know, either had a negligent discharge or was on drugs and did something stupid and the child was... So we know who the victim was. We have a body. We can tell the age. We don't know the cause of the death of those 250 children. So let's put that in perspective. There were almost a fifth of a million accidental deaths in the United States. So about one in 400 accidental deaths is from a firearm. If you look at it another way, one gun out of a million is involved in an accident. One gun in 1.6 is used to injure a child. That leaves less than 2,000 deaths that were from either criminal intent or crime of passion. So when someone says, we need more gun control to make the United States safer, that's to reduce something that's already less than 2,000 deaths a year. That's a rounding error.
Well, I mean, there's 3,054 counties in the United States.
Okay.
And only 75 of them have a gang violence issue.
Right.
Out of 3,054. As a matter of fact, one thing that isn't in that graphic, I think if you were to look it up, I think Lott said it, there's 54% of counties in the United States that don't, or there's a high percentage, over half, that don't experience any homicides.
Any homicide. And
of any type.
If you and I were to make bets, those are the counties where gun ownership is high rather than rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Where people are allowed to get. The specter of the concealed carrier is a very big deterrent for most people. I mean, crime still happens without a doubt. It doesn't ever stop. But it is definitely a deterrent. But yeah, the actual numbers. That's why they conflate it, though. That's why they don't ever. That's why the gun grabbers never do a breakdown that you just did. Because if they did it, well then, they would look like they were on our side.
Here's the proof, and your numbers gave this to me, Bill. I'm so grateful. We're about 1,000 times more likely to use a gun for self-defense than be the innocent victim of a criminal use of a firearm. So guns are almost always used for good. And if you then disarm the law-abiding U.S. public, we're not going to reduce the criminals. We're far more likely to get more of us hurt because we can't defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
The numbers stack up 1,000 to 1, it's just jaw-dropping to me.
Well, I mean, I say this for the laugh out louds, but when it comes to statistics, right?
Yeah.
If one of the things the gun grabbers were to say, or that they say all the time, were to actually turn out to be true, I would have to take a look at that and reconsider every statistic out there. Except the problem is, it has never happened that way.
Right.
I mean, every time somebody's out there and they're going to have concealed... I tell you what, we'll talk about this. And on the other side, we'll tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you do out there in the interwebs and in the world.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. You can find my blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. And from there, I take some of that information, go and I talk about it with him and the ninjas.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been talking about the media and stats and everything else. And I'll throw out this challenge right now for any of you gun grabbers out there. And I use one very special rule of thumb. I call it the Bigfoot rule of thumb. If one track, one Bigfoot track, were to be authentic, then that means that everybody has to rethink anthropology as far as man's development, because apparently there has been at least one Bigfoot. So, if you can show me one stat that you tout all the time, which you tout a lot of them, and actually prove it to me, I'll look at it twice. But not till you...
Yeah, I like that. Bill, another way to say that, show us one gun control law that gave us peace. Just one. You've got 23,000 regulations. My God, we should have achieved it by now.
Well, I mean, I saw something today. Somebody was talking about how important it is, universal background checks, and the Brady campaign, or the Giffords campaign was talking about 300,000 people stopped from purchasing guns at gun shops. Okay. We didn't, you didn't talk about how many of those were false negatives. Because I believe John Lott figured out that 92% of all of those turn out to be false negatives, so they end up getting a gun anyway. The other part is they don't talk about how their incessant demand for gun control leads to more people buying guns than were buying guns before they called it to their attention. Gun grabbers, they're an interesting lot.
If gun control worked, California and New Jersey, should be a peaceful paradise. When last time I was in Richmond, I've been there. I've been to northern Los Angeles County. Not the place I want to take a stroll with my family after dark. So what happened? It didn't work. Explain it to me. Crickets.
Yep.
Well, Bill, I want to make fun of the mass media again, because something they're doing is pernicious. That means it's deliberately bad. They bombard us with just horrific images after a mass murder, but they seldom show us the mass murders that were stopped by armed citizens, and they never show us the good news to the same extent as the bad. And I think they're trying to sell outrage, because that's the only thing they have. That and pretty girls in bikinis is kind of the only way they can make us sit through 20 minutes of commercials on the mainstream media. That bias against honest gun owners, I think, is fueled by both the advertisers and by the political bias of the news editors.
Yeah.
Fox News used to be old, run by the old man. Now it's his kids running it. Change of editorial staff. They can't admit that guns save lives. They simply can't imagine defending themselves. That's not how they live. And why should they? They pay for private security guards at their condo. I mean, and that's why their business, their office building, has a security guard. Look, they say to the average Joe, if you wanted protection, then you should live like I live. And they can't imagine protecting themselves. They think it ought to be against the law, since they don't do it, for us to do it.
Well,
here's another part. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they project.
Yeah.
They project.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they're out there, you know, the left always defaults to violence. So like when they're out there and they're like, all right, well, Constitution carries now the law of the land in Texas. One of the things they're saying as they're considering this is, you know, this is going to lead to gunfights over parking spaces.
And they said blood would run in the streets on college campuses. Remember that?
It never happens. It never happens. You know, in college, you know, there's going to be some professor is going to be out there, and one of his quantum physics students is going to take umbrage at the way he characterized his lesson and come up there and go, "All right, Professor Quackenbush, feel your hand," and you know. So that
now,
and this is them saying, "Well, this is what I would do."
Right.
This is the way I would react to this. If somebody, you know, the ascendance of like people getting in your business, the Karens of the world out there.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up, if somebody got into my, you know, into any adult's business that I observed, I saw that get dealt with very decisively.
People were shamed. Did embarrassing things, right?
Yes, but and not only were they shamed, they just didn't do it as often,
right?
And now, I mean, you just look at it, road rage. I mean, I never saw road rage as a child,
right?
So, I mean,
well, okay, but let's are we going to shame the media over this? They can't admit that licensed gun owners who conceal carry are more law abiding and nonviolent than the police. It's outside their world. I mean, I think we might as well tell them that gun owners are from the moon, because that just does not compute to them. To be fair, most of the guys broadcasting the news don't know anybody who owns a pickup truck either. So,
no.
Bill, you and I are special, but we're not really that special.
Well, the reason we're not that special is because we are the majority of adults.
Right. That's we're pretty darn average when you get
there. Yeah. I mean, as far as gun owners, going to classes and stuff like that, most gun owners, for example, don't train and go to classes and do that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's about the closest I would come to claiming any sort of special status.
I mean, well, most, you and most I get, of, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like in Camden, right?
Right.
Now, Jaeger has about 6,000 students that come through his stuff every year. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are repeats.
Oh.
Right? That doesn't take away from James Yeager at all. But what it does do is it indicates that the people that he has trained think highly enough of his training to keep up their skill set.
Yes. In the sense, I want to underline that. That's so significant. If we only have about 2 minutes. If we did nothing else, that would be good. Hey, you can do better, and you should, and it's perishable. And all of a sudden, their students go, you know, it's been a... And I like James. I'll go back to James. But we are in the golden age of firearms training, so there are lots of great firearms trainers. James is good. Find one that's close that you can have confidence in. But James is saying it's significant. This training makes a difference. And he'd be the first guy to admit, if you don't get it from me, get it from someone.
Right. And even if you get it from him, he recommends going and taking other classes as well. But, I mean, one thing, though, I'm never going back in June. Not going back in June. Never going. And I'm not going to take any more classes in South Carolina in October either. So, anyway, before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you and all that other stuff.
There's so much we still want to cover. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's carried at Clash Daily and The Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. Once a week, Bill, thank you for letting me come back. I really enjoy talking to you. I hope we get some feedback from the ninjas. It'd be great to hear from.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. As for me and you, well, I'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.